Really?
We have 6 minutes. 5 minutes.
Okay. Okay. Recently, the news, particularly here in New York, but really around the whole country, is filled with stories and anecdotes and statements of Archbishop, or at least formerly Archbishop of New York, Timothy M. Dolan, who has just been elevated to the position of cardinal in New York. I mean, you can't pick up a newspaper without seeing pictures of Cardinal Dolan everywhere. And what's interesting about Cardinal Dolan, of course, is he was formerly the Archbishop of Milwaukee. And that is a place in which he was implicated in some of the sexual scandals, or at least of not handling them right, some of the scandals around sexual abuse within the Catholic Church. And the Center for Constitutional Rights represents a group called SNAP, which is the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. And the center has brought a case at the International Criminal Court against both the Pope as well as the Committee for the Doctrine of the Propagation of the Faith, the former Inquisitor's Office at the Vatican, saying they should be implicated in the criminal violations of law by protecting abusers throughout the world, failing to report them to the police or the authorities, moving them around, allowing the abuse to continue. So the question now is, what about Cardinal Dolan? Well, the center issued a press release about Cardinal Dolan, but of course, in all of the wall-to-wall coverage of his elevation, nothing was mentioned about his role. Nothing was mentioned about his role in sexual abuse scandals. But let me just give you a couple of examples. Among the documents the center submitted to the International Criminal Court, among the documents the center submitted to the International Criminal Court were letters between Dolan and then Cardinal Ratzinger, who of course is now the Pope, concerning a man named Father Franklin Becker. Becker was diagnosed as a pedophile as early as 1983, when serving where? Well, in Milwaukee, where Cardinal Dolan, not where Cardinal Dolan was. And though the Archdiocese of Milwaukee knew so, he continued to re-offend. Becker was nonetheless allowed to continue to work in several parishes. It was only when Becker was arrested in California in 2003 for sexual assault of a child that Dolan finally wrote to Ratzinger requesting that Becker be defrocked. Ratzinger's office replied that Dolan should inquire whether Becker would voluntarily request his own defrocking rather than be involuntarily defrocked by the Vatican. One case. Another one. Prominent Another example is evidenced by the case of prominent Harlem pastor Wallace A. Harris. In 2010, Harris, who had been accused of sexually assaulting more than 10 boys, was allowed to step down under a false pretense. Dolan, who by this time was already Archbishop of New York, quietly let him do so without informing the authorities or warning parishioners. More than a year and a half after the fact, the Vatican admonished him to live, that is, admonished Harris to live, quote, a life of prayer and penance. Due to the statute of limitations in New York, Harris has avoided criminal charges. So this is our new cardinal. This is our former archbishop, Milwaukee and New York. And this is who the papers bend over backwards. You could say, except I don't want to be disrespectful, you could say they genuflect to this cardinal.
You know what it makes me think about, Michael? The coach that covered up.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's